trip's sweeter knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. From Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, friend, happy Thursday. Let me welcome you. Come on in. Take your shoes off, take your coat off, and have a seat here on the Thursday edition of Market Friends. It's Joey Kroll with you. Can you believe we are just well into the summer months? It is just a flying by. It's Thursday, July the 9th, 2015, and my wife and I were just sitting down at the counter the other night and said, wow, we need to get ready for back-to-school shopping. I remember growing up, anytime I saw any back-to-school commercials in the summer, I always thought my summer was over. That's it. Jesus might have just come back now. Yeah, it is. It's amazing how quickly it's flying by. I have some family coming in today. My grandma's visiting in from Chicago. And, you know, we're getting to that age where I'm starting to realize I really need to take advantage of more and more time with her, because she may not be with us for very long. Not to think negative or morbid, but just to be wise in our thinking, to continue to build memories with our loved ones. Amen. So we have that going on, and I have to share with you, last week, right after the program on Thursday, we went down, my family and I, we went down for a family vacation down in Santa Claus, and I had asked you to pray for us, not only just for traveling mercies and such, but for the weather, because we were going to the theme park for a couple of days, and there was a chance of rain almost pretty much every hour we were there. So I had asked you to pray that the rain would just move around us, not over us, but just around us. But praise the Lord for those who have prayed. Thank you, because we enjoyed two great days at the park. It drizzled just a little bit, but when it did rain, we were at home having lunch, taking a break, and when we came back, it stopped raining. I mean, it was great. So big praise the Lord, and thank you for your prayers. That's just that was really neat. But we had a good family vacation, so that was fun. We're to the point where we need a vacation from the vacation. You know what I'm talking about, of course. So I appreciate your prayers on that. And hey, you know, as mentioned, the summer is just a flying by. Lots of great stuff coming up here in the next days and weeks. On Saturday, you're invited to the Concert in the Park at the Rankin United Methodist Church this Saturday from 5 to 8. They're going to have food. They're going to have music. Everything is free. Hot dogs, chips, and beverages. Also, Bluegrass Family going to be performing the Worthingtons at 6 p.m. It's all taking place on the southwest side of Rankin, just north of Route 9. For more details, just contact the United Methodist Church in Rankin, 217-397-2340, 217-397-2340. And also coming up here in just about week and a half or so, Christmas in July, happening at Meadowbrook Community Church in Champaign as they prepare for Operation Christmas Child. Yeah, it's the thing with the shoeboxes. Basically going to be a resource time, learn how to put together shoeboxes and how to host a shoebox party and more. It's all taking place again, Meadowbrook Community Church, Monday, July the 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. Meadowbrook Community Church, located at 1902 South Duncan Road in Champaign. For more details, call 217-352-5963. And this and all other great events coming up are listed at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, today for our study, we're going to be talking about a spiritual awakening. We're going to take a look at the book of Jonah right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Market Friends on Great News Radio.
Great is the Lord, he is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves he is love.
Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He moves, He is love.
That's right. We are lifting up and celebrating our great Savior Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And I'll tell you what, nothing refreshes me like a good night's sleep. Can I get an amen? Or who doesn't enjoy the occasional Sunday afternoon nap? Boy, I'm just speaking somebody's language today. I love it. Well, in at least one way, though, sleep is not good for us. In fact, it can be dangerous. I'm talking about being spiritually asleep. Now, life has a way of lulling us to sleep spiritually. Now, if we allow ourselves to settle into a spiritual snooze, after a while, we simply just wither spiritually. Friend, it's time to wake up. God's call to return to Him demands a response from us. You know, have you ever asked yourself, how did I end up here? That's a common question. I mean, we start out with good intentions. I mean, we want to be great parents, we want to do well in school, or we want to take care of our health, but we falter somewhere along the way. It may be subtle at first, but after a while, we look back and we realize we're not the people we wanted to be. Have you ever been there? See, the same cycle can happen in our relationship with Jesus. Laziness, a lack of priorities, or even outright sin has a way of lulling us to sleep in our daily walk with Him. See, in the book of Jonah, we see a man who got off course, so to speak, in his relationship with God. See, Jonah's move away from God's instruction wasn't subtle. He flatly refused to listen to God. But God got Jonah's attention. If you know the story, you know he got his attention. See, God often acts to get our attention and draw us back to Him. I mean, we know the story of Jonah and the whale, but friend, let me encourage you today, don't let your familiarity with the story allow you to miss some incredible truths. You know, Jonah should have said yes to God. He should have obeyed, but he didn't. God called Jonah to the city of Nineveh and called the people there to turn away from their sin. Nineveh had more than 120,000 people who could not tell the difference between their right hand and their left. It was a big city. It was also a pagan city full of clueless people. God wanted to use Jonah to get their attention and do something about their spiritual condition. But so how did Jonah respond? Well, we know he ran in the opposite direction. It's almost comical that Jonah actually thought he could run away from God's presence. Jonah failed to realize he can never escape God's attention. God sees all and knows all. God, that's right. God sees everything. You know, when I said that in children's church, when I say that in children's church, you know, the kids, there's always that one kid that says, even in the shower. Yes, God sees and knows everything. Praise the Lord. So when God brought a massive storm against Jonah's boat, he finally began to see the effects of his rebellion. Jonah knew that he was under God's judgment because of his disobedience, and he was risking the lives of everyone on the boat with him. Jonah thought Tarshish would be far enough to escape God's call in his life. He found a ship to take him there, but his journey ended in disaster. Have you ever been there? Thought you could do it your own way, but only ended up in, well, shambles? Well, the same principles are at work in our life. Unfortunately, there are times when God gives us a clear call to return to him, but we respond by taking the first ship, going in the opposite direction. We run toward a place, a person, or a desire, or for anything else that will bring us fulfillment, yet we only find destruction. See, running from God always, friend, always leads to pain. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. Tossed overboard to spare the ship and its crew, Jonah was miraculously swallowed by a huge fish. He spent 3 days and nights in that creature, and it wasn't too surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God during that time. Have you ever gotten to that place where you're like, I got this, God, you know, I know what I'm doing here, I don't need you, and ended up in shambles, or you ended up in a, so to speak, a belly of a whale, and then you realize, I think I made a mistake. It's not surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God. And he vowed to obey God's command. And when the timing was right, God caused the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. And that was the moment God called him out a second time. Jonah chapter 2 ended with him being spit out onto dry land. And then Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Did you know that the callings and the giftings of God are irrevocable? Did you know that? You know, one of our kids, I'm not going to say their names, but one of our kids, they, when they do something wrong or when they say no to something we ask them to do, they throw a big fit, they pout, and then a little bit later, they always come back and they apologize, which I'm grateful for. And then they think, just by them apologizing, they didn't have to do that thing we originally asked. No, we still want you to take the trash out. I don't care if you apologize, which is nice, but go still take the trash out. It still remains. So God told Jonah the second time, the Bible says, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. And the message was 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Now talk about a seeker-friendly message right there. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. I mean, talk about a message that doesn't lend itself to making friends. I mean, can you imagine walking down the streets of Chicago saying your city is about to crumble? I mean, you might just get arrested. You surely will probably won't even make any friends, yet Jonah did what was difficult. It wasn't an easy task, but he was obedient to God and faithful to his message. No doubt it's harder to follow God. You do know this, right? It's harder to follow God than to stay in step with this world. It's so easy to just conform with the world. It's hard to follow God. Then something remarkable happened. The people of Nineveh actually responded. They repented of their sins and believed God. And to display their repentance, they called for a national fast and put on sackcloth. Even the king of Nineveh repented. He changed his royal robe into sackcloth to show his own repentance before God. Now, sackcloth, you know, we see and study from time to time, but sackcloth was a scratchy black wool cloth, usually made of goat hair. And people back then put on sackcloth to show an expression of repentance or personal distress, or if they were in mourning. But in this case, they put it on due to repentance. And the king of Nineveh charged everyone in Nineveh to call out before God so that he might change his mind and not overthrow the city. And so because of their actions and their response, the people of Nineveh had the opportunity to discover another part of God's character, which was grace. See, friend, the story that weaves through the book of Jonah is the story of what happens when we respond to what God is calling us to do. When we fail to obey God, strong consequence can result from that sin. But also blessing is found in obedience, friend. Even though Jonah didn't know what was going to happen in Nineveh, he was obedient, believe it or not. I know we always think of Jonah as the runaway prophet, and he is. But he did respond after a while. He was obedient, and God was faithful. The people responded. The king led the people to repentance before God, and the city was saved. Now, I don't know who originally said this. I heard this somewhere, but I love the truth in this. It says, someone is waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. A huge city full of dying people was waiting on the other side of Jonah's obedience. Friend, if God is burdening your heart to do something, you can be sure he is preparing someone or something to happen on the other side of your obedience. See, if you want to see a spiritual awakening in your family, it starts with your own repentance. Do you desire for God to start a great revival in your church? Well, let him revive your own life. Do you want God to change your community? Start by letting him change you. Groups and communities won't experience renewal and awakening until individuals experience renewal and awakening. So I encourage you today on this Thursday, be sensitive to God's voice. Don't let yourself become numb toward God. Immerse yourself in Bible study and prayer and asking God to help you be more sensitive to his voice. Respond with obedience, friend. When you hear God telling you to do something in the days to come, do it. Repentance isn't necessary when we obey God's call in the first place. And also, this may be you today. I know it's been me a million times before. Repent when necessary. None of us will obey God perfectly. When you find yourself wandering from God, repent, friend. Turn away from your disobedience and turn back to God. Spiritual renewal happens as we turn back to God. Be willing to always put your yes on the table before him, even before he asks you to respond.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell. My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it
tell you what, talk about a beautiful song. John Michael Talbot and Here I Am, Lord. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention. You can always drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's my email address, joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.